challenging. You know, it wasn't tough. I had these ideas for these characters, and it's really sitting down and thinking, okay, if I didn't have my life, what would be awesome? What would I want to do? You know, and obviously travel was part of that, so that was a good start. And then it's like endless possibilities, you know, I guess.
I would be intimidated by just by the process. Like, hey, I could write right now, or I could go have lunch. Yeah, I'm going to go have lunch, you know?
I think when you have people, you know, demanding chapters and having a deadline.
That helps, right?
You decide to skip lunch.
Who is the main character in the book?
Her name's Clea Raymond, and she is a daughter of a famous politician. So she's kind of lived in the spotlight for a while, and she's an aspiring photojournalist and has a very exciting life. She travels around the world, and her dad ends up going missing on a humanitarian trip. And so it becomes her mission to find him, dead or alive. And she's taking pictures the whole way through, so a lot of it's told through her pictures and through her dreams. And this mysterious man starts showing up, and they're kind of connected from lifetimes ago, and that's how the story begins.
Is this eventually going to be a movie?
I hope so. It's funny, like, being in movies and that being such a part of my life for the last 10 years, of course, you know, when you're writing and even just going back and reading my book over and over again, I can see it perfectly in my head how I would be watching the movie. And of course, you know, I hope that'll happen.
But with Elixir, are you ready to put it into someone else's hands who could then manipulate it any way they want?
You mean like a studio or a director?
Yeah, because we talk to authors sometimes, and you know, they're not always happy giving away their baby.
Well, it's hard. It is your baby. You know, like you feel very strongly about this character having this one characteristic, or this plot has to happen, or I don't want them to leave this out. You feel so attached to it, but obviously if someone great came along and wanted to turn it into a film, I think I'd have to be okay with trusting them that they would do a good job, and hopefully I'd get to be a part of the process somehow. Things.
But so many times when I read novels nowadays, I cast them as I'm reading
totally.
Them.
Of course. So who do you think could be Clea? Would that be you?
I don't know. I don't want to say no, but she's 17. You know, I'm 23. I think maybe she's a little younger than I am.
Well, people in Hollywood have played more of an age difference, right?
I don't know. What do you think? Should I be Clea?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know. We'll see when we get there.